All right, throughout the show, we've been asking you about who belongs to that favorite voice. Whose voice would you love to have, or that voice that you love listening to? And the reason I was asking is because, well, James Earl Jones, of course, that iconic voice, he has voiced the Darth Vader role for nearly 50 years of Star Wars films. And apparently, he's stepping away from his lightsaber. His voice, though, is going to live on thanks to artificial intelligence. Take a listen.
James Earl Jones has been the dark, deep, and menacing voice behind Darth Vader for 50 years, but the actor appears ready to call it quits, according to a report in Vanity Fair.
I am your father.
The report says Jones, who is 91 years old, has given approval to filmmakers to use archived audio of his voice so it can be inputted into speech recreation technology that can then produce new dialogue for future Star Wars films. Lucasfilms produces Star Wars and is owned by the Walt Disney Company, the parent company of ABC News. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Okay, so whose voice do you love? At 780-496-0063. Doreen says, Jay Lynn, there is, hands down, no question about it, Sean Connery, Tom Selleck, and then I've had this one, hands down, the most today. Can you guess who it is? The one and only Sam Elliott.
My mother directed me to sing in a cherub choir when I was 4 years old in Sacramento, California. And I say drug lovingly. I love doing it. And I always was involved in singing in vocal ensembles and choirs. And my voice progressively over the years started to plummet.
Sam Elliott, I actually was watching a documentary on Patrick Swayze on the weekend, and Elliott was in that, and you just hear him talking, and that's that brilliant voice. And of course, he was in the last edition, or the most recent edition of A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. So another reminder. Also in Frankie and Grace, Grace and Frankie, which was a fun show for a little while as well. So asking you, who is it for you at 780-496-0063? Chris Brentlinger Grant joining us this afternoon in the studio. Chris.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
So when I threw this one out at you this morning, you were like,
And I decided on two.
Okay.
Number one is to be determined. The second one is Sam Elliott.
Okay.
Because I love that voice. I can tell everybody that it's up to them to prevent wildfires. And I could sell so much inventory in Chevrolet trucks. Sam Elliott is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I would choose without... I guess the stipulation is you can't turn it off, right? You're always sounding like this person. So it needs to be a voice for many occasions. You need to be authoritative. You need to be funny. You need to exude these qualities. Sir Patrick Stewart is whomst I will be choosing for this endeavor.
This guy.
Data was involved in a romantic relationship with a very gorgeous crew member. It was a well-written script because it was already explained to us that she was coming out of she was on the rebound from a relationship with a very unemotional man.
So that was Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yes, it was.
A lot of votes coming in this afternoon for Sean Connery as well.
Okay.
Not surprising. Not surprising there at all.
Welcome to The Rock.
Jay says, Chris Jones from the Edmonton Elks. Said, I love his voice. I love his accent. I love listening to him. And
sure.
I think a lot of us do.
Yeah, a little Ted Lasso thing there. I really like Chris Jones's voice. It's a lot of fun.
How about this guy right here? You know, just another iconic voice. A lot of votes coming in for Vincent Price.
Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels call Lenore.
Vincent Price, and of course, I think for a generation of us who fell in love with the original Thriller album by Michael Jackson, that first major album, 1980 and 1981, and he does that ending in the Thriller part. It opened up, a lot of us didn't even know who it was. Didn't even know who it was until then. Don's on the phone this afternoon. Hi, Don.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Really good. Enjoying this weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, I betcha. I betcha. Okay, whose voice do you love?
Well, I got to say, and I'll keep this quick, I always loved Morgan Freeman. I always loved Sam Elliott.
Yes.
I loved Clint Eastwood. After seeing the movie Elvis, I think Elvis has the best voice. But all those voices, all of those voices, can be done by one guy here in Edmonton, and I challenge him all the time to say, Gordon Merritt, I need you to sound like Sam Elliott. Gordon Merritt, I need you to sound like Morgan Freeman. And he nails it every time.
Who? Who?
Gordon Merritt. He has been in Edmonton for 40 years. He's a voiceover specialist. Like, he can do Donald Duck to Morgan Freeman. And he is the best. Because I actually had to, a client wanted Morgan Freeman and was willing to pay Morgan Freeman. The thing with Morgan Freeman is, because I worked with him on Unforgiven when he was in 1992 with Clint and Richard Harris and Gene Hackman when they all turned 60. The thing about Morgan Freeman now is he can't do any more voiceovers. But he has somebody who does his voiceovers who sounds exactly like him. So if you want to hire Morgan Freeman, you hire his guy. So, but Gordon Merritt, who lives here in Edmonton, has made a living in the last, 40 years and won all kinds of awards for his voiceover, his narration, his writing. He's the voice.
He's the voice. All right, Metzi, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You'll remember Don Metz, of course, from Aquila Productions and all the work that he did over the years with the Edmonton Oilers. And, of course, the system in at Rogers Place was on the show during the playoff run as well. So 780-496-0063, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman coming in this afternoon. David Attenborough is coming in as well, and he does... I don't have a sound clip from him, unfortunately, but he has a beautiful, beautiful voice, that very deep British, rich voice. And when he voices those nature documentaries, oh, my goodness.
Planet Earth. Yep, very soothing, regardless of topic. He does, some of the Savannah episodes where you're watching a pride of lions hunting some wildebeests and you're so scared for the wildebeest because, the one that inevitably gets gotten is the one that you're cheering for. But Sir David Attenborough's voice just makes everything better and it lowers your heart rate a little bit. I love that.
So a number of people wanting to hear from this guy, the one and only Barry White.
I woke up one morning when I was 14 and I spoke to my mother and I scared both of us.
Barry White and there's a lot of women's voices out there that I love as well, like Lauren Bacall.
Absolutely.
Judi Dench, I think, has a fantastic voice as well. Here's Lauren Bacall.
You're not very hard to figure, only at times. Sometimes I know exactly what you're going to say, most of the time. The other times... You're just a stinker.
Okay, but my go-to, I think, is a Canadian.
Oh.
Is a Canadian. And he is the stepfather to Chandler on Friends.
Whoa.
Do you know who that is?
Who could this possibly be?
This guy.
Hollywood, California, home of fast cars and movie stars, and a woman who knew her way around both. The year was 2017. One Direction had just broken up. That's not important to our story, but it's important to me.
Keith Morrison from Dateline.
I had no idea of the family connection there.
Yeah, well, first, Keith Morrison's Canadian, spent a lot of time on the different networks.
Yeah.
But yeah, he married Matthew Perry's mom.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's another one, Derek. Yeah, that's a good one as well. So keep them coming at 780-496-0063. Would love to hear some love for the ladies' voices as well. Let me know at 780-496-0063. So someone texted and said, what about James Earl Jones? Well, no, that's where we started the conversation. James Earl Jones, who's voiced Darth Vader for nearly 50 years, is seemingly backing away from the projects.
Yeah.
And so what he is doing, he has signed off. He's 91 years old. He has signed off on archival voice recordings being used by young filmmakers who plan to use AI synthetic speech technology to recreate Jones's younger voice from his previous films for future films.
Yes.
So he said, hell, so he's got some...
He's 91.
He's 91. I gotta take a pause here.
He's got the health effects of being 91 years old and having been bent on intergalactic domination for 5 decades. So, give him a break.
So they're going to use AI moving forward. But yeah, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, some of those incredible, incredible voices. I had mentioned, well, someone had texted and said Kylie Minogue, mm-hmm. the singer Kylie Minogue. Love the accent again as far as...
Perth, Australia.
From Perth, Australia, yes. Della Reese says this one. Someone says, what about Walter Cronkite? Okay, Walter Cronkite. Cronkite, it's always a tough one for
it's
me
a
to
tough
say.
One, yes.
Dame Judi Dench.
Yes.
She's a beautiful voice. I had mentioned her a little bit earlier.
You don't like me, Bond. Mm. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers and your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur.
Love her, and I love the roles that she plays.
Just a harpoon through the middle of your heart, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not James Bond. I've never spoken with Dame Judi Dench, but I feel bad about myself now.
Who's the lady from On Golden Pond?
Who was in Golden Pond?
That was... I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember. But yeah, Bob Cole, Hockey Night in Canada, Rod Phillips, John Madden, and Matthew McConaughey. All right. I started to read his book. What is it called? Green Lights or something like that?
Is it good?
I had some friends that said that they really enjoyed it. And I was like, I got about, I don't know, 50 pages in and I put it down.
Is it written by him or is it written by...
No, it's written by him.
Him himself. Yeah. Okay, no collaborators, no. Just Matthew.
Yeah. So anyway, you're going to be able to continue to hear James Earl Jones, but AI. And I think that's an interesting conversation because we've talked about AI being used to recreate voices and some of those challenges. Now, James Earl Jones has signed off on it, but you'll remember that at that Anthony Bourdain movie and the controversy that was around that.
Yes.
Because apparently the question is whether or not his widow signed off on it.
Yes, the estate was quite upset about that. And also in the world of deep fakes, where you can pair AI-generated voices and very well-done voices with videos, it's becoming very sinister, right? In this political climate, especially around measures to do with COVID-19. If you see a video of like a politician or something, they're becoming incredibly sneaky and difficult to detect. You will be able to see them. There are nuances there. Mm-hmm. But if you're just scanning in your news feed, it goes on and on and on and on. Who is the attention span nowadays?
And that's the challenge.
That's the challenge. I'm very happy that James Earl Jones's voice is going to be the one used in this. It's a good contract that he signed where he has the intellectual property rights over his dialogue in the movies. But instead of bringing somebody else in, right? Like, you know, a couple series of a movie and then inexplicably character A has new parents or something, right? That helmet is associated with that voice. And as long as they are able to recreate Darth Vader's voice with James Earl Jones, everybody who goes to the Star Wars movies, Reed Wilkins perhaps, will be very happy.
All right, a couple more. How about Helen Mirren? Yes. How about Peter Mansbridge? Yes. And I think the name that we are looking for is Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn on Golden Pond.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is
Perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.